Greetings. This is Jim Harris with the fourth meditation on the Christmas story. I've called the series Travelling Towards Christmas, and we're now going to think about the Magi, or wise men, as they're usually known. You might find it helpful now to read Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 18. Travelling towards Christmas? Yes, that's exactly what these men were doing, and probably for quite a long time, for it seems they originated in what we now call Iran, but used to call Persia. The Magi were a sort of priestly group. They weren't kings, as is usually supposed in traditional Christmas presentations. They were men who studied the night skies for signs of what was going to happen. We would label them astrologers today, but they were more than that. They were aware of ancient writings and promises that had been made long before they were born, and they looked to see where and when they would be fulfilled. Those who visited Jesus had seen a clear sign that an ancient promise was shortly coming to pass. There's a verse in the Old Testament, Numbers 24, verse 17, which reads, "A star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel." No wonder, then, that they burst into Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, with the question, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We have seen his star, we've come to worship him." With a bit of help from the Jewish scholars at Jerusalem, the star took them as far as Bethlehem, where they found the young child with his mother. They brought gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. These three gifts may have suggested that there were just three of them in the party, but Matthew gives us no information on that. We don't know how many there were. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, a gift fit for a king. Incense, a gift appropriate for a priest and still used today in some churches. Myrrh, a gift suggesting sacrifice and death, for it was an embalming spice. As they travelled together and talked among themselves, I wonder what other insights these Magi may have had. Matthew understood that they were significant to the story of Jesus' birth, not just because they came, but because they were part of God's strategy for Jesus. These gifts were valuable, extremely so, and their value would have provided the means for the Holy Family to escape into Egypt and remain there for as long as was necessary. In my mind, this thought is strengthened by the fact that it was the Magi's visit that provoked Herod's wrath and his vicious massacre of the young boys of Bethlehem. There is something unexplained and mysterious about this visit of the Magi, but whatever else may be true, it makes the point for us that Jesus coming into the world was not only to save his people, that is, the Jewish people, from their sins. Far from it. He was coming to be the Saviour of the world. His life, death, and resurrection would establish the salvation for all who would believe and receive it, regardless of race, colour, creed, culture, social status. In emphasising the nature of the gifts they brought, we may overlook that, first of all, they bowed down and worshipped him. They realized to some extent that he was more than just another earthly king, that somehow he was destined to be of a wider and greater significance than that. Later on, the Apostle John was to write of him as the Word of God. He penned these words, classic words, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." Perhaps these Magi were wise men after all, in that they understood in part what we've come to call incarnation, God living on earth as a real human being. It's been fashionable in recent years to create some clever slogans about Christmas, such as "Jesus is the reason for the season." To my mind, one of the more subtle and telling of these says, "Wise men still seek him." We live in an age of political correctness, so we have to change that a little. In doing so, I think it loses some of its force. However, so that no one feels left out, let's say that wise people still seek him. And a question for you to think about: what gift could you bring to the Lord Jesus this Christmas that would express your love for him?